Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. So, Orisha, I think pretty much everyone has had a situation where they were, like, emotional, they acted impulsively, and then probably immediately regretted it.
Nope. I have no experience of that, and I never will.
I knew. I was like, she's going to be like, nope.
I mean, just this day alone, and it's only, what, 10 a.m.? Probably have six examples of this.
Yeah.
Number one being getting out of bed.
Exactly, yeah. So someone else who acted on impulse and may be regretting it now is country singer Morgan Wallen. He got into some pretty reckless shit over the weekend, and it landed him in the slammer.
Yeah, the good old hooscow, as my dad likes to call it.
Wow.
Oh, I love my dad. But yeah, now sources are saying that his violent and very public outburst has to do with news about his baby mama. Mm. And from everything that we're hearing, what happened in Nashville has all the makings of a great country song, meaning I'll never hear it.
Oh, God, yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Orisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, April 9th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If you've been keeping up with Even the Rich, you've heard us talking about Monopoly Go.
That's right. And we're going to keep talking about it. So playing Monopoly Go with your family and friends is truly a delight.
Yeah, there's always something new to do, like partner events where you build on each other's boards, crazy tournaments where you can recruit your friends, or competitions to outdo them on the leaderboards.
And we love competition.
Yeah, we do.
Too much. And if you want to play solo, there's timed events like obscenely massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees. It's honestly a really great pastime.
Exactly. Compete with your friends and people all around the world to be the biggest Monopoly tycoon on the leaderboards. So join the fun and download Monopoly Go now, free on the App Store and Google Play. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com.
Richies, you know we love to shop, so it's only fitting that today's sponsor is Saks.com. Saks.com is the perfect place to find new style inspiration.
Yeah, Saks.com has everything for your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for brunch, a bright Chloe blazer for that job interview, or Staud's gold cowboy boots for a concert.
These are all such different vibes, and literally all vibes I would love to be a part of, so that's fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Saks.com. Give me that, give me that hot goss.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way.
So that's just a little bit of the song that Orisha's going to play at her wedding. That's, that's Morgan Wallen's hit last night. Now, I personally didn't want to do a story about Morgan Wallen, but Orisha last night was like, guys,
you
I really want to do.
Shut up, you menace. You're such a menace.
I know. So like most of his songs, it's got that classic country, I've been drinking too much whiskey energy. I don't dislike the song, though. I will say that. I'm a
Here's
lover of all
say.
Genres. And
you could have been like, that's Toby Keith. That's Keith Urban. That's the end of the
Orisha,
country singers I can think of.
Grow up.
They all sound the same to me.
Toby Keith has got a really deep voice.
Stop it.
He does.
I mean, this is how people are probably like all the hip hop rap I like. They're like, oh, they all sound the same to me. And it's like, okay, fine. We don't have to know each other's music. That's okay.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair. So in a possible case of life imitating art, Morgan may have let the liquor do some of the talking at a Nashville bar on Sunday night. So his night ended when he was arrested for throwing a chair off of the bar's roof, which was six stories up. Mm. Not a short distance.
It's not like we're on the patio.
Yeah. And there is video of it, but like it's pretty blurry. It's pretty hard to make out. That could be literally anything.
Yeah.
So According to News Channel 5 in Nashville, after Morgan threw the chair, it hit the ground in front of two police officers who just happened to be standing below. And that's the only reason they cared.
I know. Come on. It's if they would ever care about this. But fortunately, no one was hurt. The cops did immediately go inside to find out who threw the chair. And a bunch of narcs were like, that guy, he did it.
This is so funny to me.
Yeah, but there is even a video of an officer carrying the chair. The evidence?
Yeah.
Like, do we have a big enough evidence bag for this chair?
Well, now that guy's prints are all over it. And if I was Morgan, I'd be like, I
got him. Your Honor, the defense rests. But no, the officer is carrying the chair back into the bar. And according to News Channel 5, the narcs are the bar staff. And let's just say they didn't get any tips that night because everyone was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's time to channel J-Lo here and not tip these people who are just going to sell us out.
Yeah.
And apparently Morgan laughed about it after he threw the chair. Yeah, so he's just having a jolly good time.
Yeah.
No one else apparently is. He got arrested and was charged with 3 felony counts, reckless endangerment for the 2 police officers, as well as the public. Uh-huh. He was also charged with a misdemeanor for disorderly conduct. Who hasn't gotten one of those?
Yeah.
My friend got one of those in college. She got arrested. We had to go pick her up.
For what?
Disorderly conduct. She was like drunk in public.
Oh, that's all it is? Like you're just drunk?
Yeah, she was drunk in public. And she's not even 5 feet tall. It's like, this girl's causing a disorder? You arresting her is causing more of a disorder than her.
I know. It always is.
But after Morgan's arrest, his lawyer released a statement saying that he was cooperating fully with authorities.
Yes. So at this point, we don't know for sure why Morgan threw a chair off of the roof. I don't know that there needs to be a reason. When you grow up in Bradford, yeah. Pennsylvania, it's like, you don't need a reason to throw a chair.
I grew up in Severna Park, and my brothers and I threw a couch over our porch, and we are like high up. Granted, our parents told us to take it down to the trash, and that's how we did it. But still,
okay,
you can throw furniture anywhere.
If your parents were like, take this to the trash, that's working smarter, not harder.
Yeah, they weren't happy about the big dent in the lawn from the couch hitting, but whatever. You can't win them all.
I mean, sick brag that you had a lawn to begin with, you know? It's
like, what are you guys throwing it into? This swamp in the back?
Yeah. So one source is saying that it might have something to do with his ex-fiance, Katie Smith. So they started dating in 2016. They got engaged a few months later, but it was really on and off again until 2019 when they officially broke up. But in 2020, she did give birth to their son, Indigo. And last year, Katie started dating a guy named Luke Scornavico. Never heard of this man. I don't know who he is. I don't know who Katie is either, to be really fair. And last Wednesday, just 5 days after they got engaged, Katie and Luke eloped. So not wasting any
time. Well, I mean, I feel like Katie knows what she wants pretty quickly. Because they started dating in 2016 and got engaged a few months later, her and Morgan. And then this guy, it's like, when you know, you know, you know?
That's what I say. I'm all for it, really.
I'm mostly for it.
Yeah.
So according to a Daily Mail source, Morgan's chair throwing was a reaction to the fact that Katie got married. The source says, Katie's marriage just crushed him. Whatever happened at that bar had to be reality hitting him in the face over losing the love of his life.
Almost like that chair hit those officers in the face.
Almost.
Almost.
He's a poetic guy. He's a country music singer. Like, what do you guys expect?
Yeah.
Poetry to the very end.
Yep.
The source also said, Morgan has never gotten over her, even though he couldn't stay faithful to her. And now another man is going to be raising his son.
Is this a new thing we're going to do? Where we read the quotes?
It is for this kind of quote. Like, come on. Like, this quote, I was like, I hate this quote so much. Another man's going to be raising his son? Like, come on. It's 2024. We need to stop talking like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And stop acting like, oh, a girl upsets you so you can behave like this. I know we're not saying it's okay, but it's like the idea that it's like, well, this is why it's happening. It's justified. It's like, no, that's not justified. Don't behave like this.
Well, also stay out of jail and you'll be able to also help raise the son.
Yeah, there's an idea.
Yeah.
Don't get misdemeanor and felony counts.
Yeah.
A different source, though, told Page Six that Morgan's chair-tossing antics actually had nothing to do with Katie. Mm. Although they couldn't come up with an alternate theory fast enough, so that's all we have on that.
They were like, did you guys ever think that, like, maybe he was just drunk and throwing a chair off a roof? Like,
Page Six is like, that's not going to fly. No one's going to buy it.
We need a story. We need a narrative.
Boring.
Yeah.
What is this, a college student?
So if Morgan was pissed about his ex-girlfriend marrying another guy, it sure didn't show in his mugshot because this guy is just literally all smiles in this photo. But he didn't stay behind bars for long. His bond was set at a little over $15,000 and he was released from the Davidson County Jail at 3:30 a.m. on Monday. So
good start to the week.
Yeah.
You get home, get his dishes going and really jump into Monday.
And maybe he was like, I'm going to smile in this photo so I can frame it like Khloe Kardashian and have it in my home. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, knock on wood, if I ever got arrested, I hope I would smile.
I hope that too.
I can't not smile when I see a camera.
Oh my God.
They're like, you're here for murder. And I'm like, great.
I actually have several photos that prove that's not true. So
what?
That you can see a camera and not smile. And I will release them because you've been going very rogue in your dumps.
Oh, not this again. Not this again.
Just, I know what the rules are now.
It's impossible to include Brooke in a dump because she inevitably is like, this is the worst picture of me. And it's the only pictures I have.
That doesn't make it okay, Arisha. One with me and my one eye is cockeyed. It's like, come on, man. Did you even look at me in the photo or just yourself and Nick Vile?
I figured everyone would be looking at Nick and be like, okay, well, I can't even see this guy's, the whites of this guy's eyes. But back to Morgan. He is due back in Nashville criminal court on May 3rd. But this date actually works out for him because he's already got two scheduled stops back in Nashville for his One Night at a Time world tour on May 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Good for him. So, Arisha, Morgan, I gotta say, he's developing a little bit of a bad boy streak here. There was all that stuff with SNL when he was like breaking COVID protocols. Remember,
right,
he was supposed to perform.
Right.
He's said some not so great stuff. So what do you think about this? Like, do you think anybody gives a shit? Like, does his fan base care? Or is this just helping his brand?
Well, if the chat yesterday about what to talk about today is any indication, people give a whole bunch of shits about this. Except for me. I mean, I know he's not considered a rock star per se, but this is exactly what you expect. I'm not saying it's okay, but this is musician behavior. This is like classic old school musician behavior.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like he's, throwing a chair is not good.
No.
But in the scheme of things, I don't see this having any kind of long-term effect.
No.
People are going to remember SNL before they remember, oh my God, he threw a chair over a...
I know.
An awning six stories up. I just don't see it being.
Yeah.
I don't see it having like a.
No. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, like the things that Morgan has gotten in trouble for in the past, this is basically nothing compared to it.
This is going to be a line in one of his new songs at some point. That's it. That's its legacy.
Yeah. Do you want to sing a little of what you.
I was going to the bar and I found myself a chair and I tossed it over the land to the cops.
I love it. Get this girl a CMA award.
Gotta get some kind of award because we're not getting AMBs.
Oh, no. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
We're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.